Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Judge Precisely. If someone bathes quickly, don't say that he doesn't bathe properly. Say he bathes quickly. If someone drinks a lot, don't say he is a drunk. Say he drinks a lot. Unless you know the reasons for their actions, how can you be so sure of your negative judgment of them? Not judging others too quickly will save you from misperceiving their actions. Epictetus. A natural part of human behavior is to make assumptions and judgments based upon the behavior of others. It's not that these assumptions are bad or that judging things are bad, because we need to make judgments about what another person is doing so that we know how to respond appropriately. But the trouble comes in when we judge imprecisely, when we attach meaning to something that really wasn't there. And this is something that I know I've struggled with. Usually if I'm in a fight with my partner, it's because I've taken something that she's said or done and attached some kind of meaning to it, that she was trying to be mean or rude or snarky with me. Whereas when I just stick to the facts of the situation, usually my assumptions and my meanings simply don't hold water. A good example of this would be if you went to work one day and you had a coworker who appeared that they were intoxicated. Their speech was slurred, their eyes were a little bit bleary, and they seemed just kind of out of it. And so you assume that they were intoxicated, and you treat them that way. And you think it's rude and disrespectful for people to come to work intoxicated. But what if you found out later in the day that they had just had a cold, and their cold medicine made them a little bit groggy? Or maybe they just got back from the dentist and were still... their mouth was still a bit numb, and they were having trouble talking that way. Or what if they were having a stroke? Because you made an assumption about what their behavior meant, you treated them in a way that wasn't true to the situation. By taking time to observe exactly what they did, they had slurred speech. That's all that you know. And by acting upon the facts that you know, and acting only on the facts that you know, then you can make a much more precise judgment and treat others in a better way. A good way to be careful about not judging imprecisely is to be curious. It's to ask questions. It's to pay attention and to observe what's going on and to make judgments only based upon the facts that you have. And by doing so, there's a better chance that you will judge precisely. So when it comes to other people's behavior, think of it like Joe Friday. Just the facts, ma'am. And the Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.